Mehmet, welcome to Let the Quran Speak.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're here to talk about, you know, a very serious subject, the Uyghur Muslims. So maybe you can tell me a little bit about what the conditions are for them now. Maybe to begin, talk about the camps, which are sometimes talked about as internment camps, but are more increasingly being referred to as concentration camps.
Thanks to bringing this issue up to the attention of Canadian Muslims.
You're welcome.
The Uyghurs are the Muslim people living under occupied territory called East Turkestan, and which China calls as Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region. Uyghurs have been living that area and call that area as an ancestral homeland. And so Uyghurs are Muslim since 9th century, and we contributed greatly for the spread of Islam in Central Asia. And the Kashgar and the Bukhara, the two cities, they played huge role for the scholarship of Islam and the spread of Islam. And so after the occupation in 1949, Chinese government tried to erase the religious and the ethno-national identity of Uyghurs. Especially since 2.5 years, new Chinese Communist Party boss, whose name is Qin Chengguo, arrived in East Turkestan. And he worked previously in Tibet, and we know his harsh policy there. And after his arrival, and the concentration camps started to build, and the Uyghurs started to put into the concentration camps. Recent Pentagon report put the number to 3 million Uyghurs now in concentration camp, even though our community believes it's more than 5 million.
Okay.
So what is going on? Chinese government is mobilizing all state powers to suppress the Uyghurs' religious and ethnic identity, and a confiscation of Quran, burning the Quran, and the confiscation of any religious books, or if you have a cell phone contains the word of Allah or of God, they're sending those people to camps. And if you have a beard, or if you're wearing a hijab, or if you say salam alaikum, if you name your children with the name of Muhammad or Aisha, those are the signs that Chinese government put on the Uyghurs to concentration camps. So basically,
so there's somebody, there are people, you know, security officials all over watching citizens. Is that how it works, or watching Uyghurs?
It works in two ways. One is Chinese government mandated each and every Uyghurs just to install spy app or surveillance app on their smartphones. And also they installed monitoring devices, all rooms of their home, entrance or back doors everywhere. And plus they put millions of Han Chinese into their homes to monitor 24/7. They are using...
There are officials within, living within people's homes.
Not only within living, sleeping and eating together,
24/7.
And so it is the...
That's unheard of.
It is 24/7 monitor, not only by using the sophisticated digital technology, just like how many liters gas you bought. And a recent Human Rights Watch detailed, reversed those security app and break down what these security app do for Uyghurs. For example, it records everything, and whether you exit your home from front door or back door, what kind of people you socialized with, and what kind of language you are using, whether you are mentioning the name of God or no. So not only by using the digital technology, at the same time physically putting millions of Han Chinese to Uyghurs' home and monitor them. And plus every 100 meters there are security checkpoint, police stations. If you want to go up to bus, go on the bus, you need to go through X-ray. And if you want to...
And I believe there's face recognition software that
face recognition,
as well, right?
DNA sampling, iris scan, voice data collection, and everything by using... That's why I use the sophisticated surveillance technology, modern digital technology.
So why are they doing all this?
Chinese government just the East Turkestan has been the jumping ground for China to expand its military, economic, and political influence to Central Asia, Eurasia, and Europe, and the Middle East. And so basically, Chinese government sees the Uyghurs as a problem for their future ambitious plan to be a global boss. And basically saying, okay, I don't need these people, but I have to keep the land. Mm-hmm. As long as Uyghurs live, just like Tibetans, and the Uyghur may make a problem for me. And so it is better now that China sees itself as a strong economic power, and they see themselves that we can they can silence some countries, especially Central Asian and the Middle Eastern countries. And by silencing those Muslim countries, and they can get away with this suppression and with the chauvinistic policy of mm-hmm. eliminating one ethnic minorities with their religious identity altogether.
So China has referred to the Uyghur community as an extremist threat. How would you respond to that?
Uyghurs are Sunni Muslims and moderate Muslims. Actually, Muslims are Muslims. I disagree with the moderate or this and that mm-hmm. other definition. But as I said, Uyghurs are Muslim since 9th century. And so we know the Islam, and we have been living in Islam and without having any problems. And the Chinese claim of extremism, okay, if we take the Chinese claim or criteria to be extremism, then entire Muslims are extremism because women wear hijab everywhere, mm-hmm. and men grow beard everywhere, and people pray, people fast. So fasting is regarded as extremism, and the Chinese government banned to fast for Uyghur people. And the mosques are destroyed, and a mosque is regarded as extremism. A Kiria mosque built in...
So being a Muslim is extremist,
yeah, extremism.
In the Chinese definition.
And so Kiria mosque, just I have to mention, they built in 12th century, just mm-hmm. demolished. Mm. The mosque I used to pray by home in Kargil was built 500 years ago, demolished. And so Chinese government has demolished more than 5,000 mosques up till now. And the most important thing is just, I have to mention this, a couple months ago, a Saudi prince came to Beijing to visit and fully supported the Chinese suppression. Just anyone can expect that the Saudi prince at least could ask Chinese government, why you are banning my name? His mm-hmm. name is Muhammad. Mm-hmm. The Muhammad, that name was banned for mm-hmm. Uyghurs. Mm-hmm. Instead of asking this question, and the Saudi prince went ahead and supported the Chinese suppression of Uyghurs. So we are seeing some kind of strange dilemma, especially for Muslim countries.
Now, why do you think that Muslim-majority countries are not speaking out more about the Uyghur community?
For two reasons, in my judgment. One is the Muslim countries, they are using China as a leverage against the West, especially at the UN level, UN Security Council, as a protector. And secondly, Muslim countries, mostly they are dependable to Chinese investment and sees China as a big market for their oil export or technological transfer. And so Uyghur issue just squeezed in a sandwich among those complicated relationship. But as a Muslim, we have a responsibility. And if 11.3 million Uyghurs, according to Chinese census, now living in open-air prison, it is the responsibility for Muslim leaders to speak up. It is the responsibility for Muslim ummah at least raise their voice. Why China destroying mosques? Why China is burning Quran? Why China is confiscating the praying mat from the homes? Why China is banning the Uyghurs to name their children with the name of Muhammad? Mm-hmm. And those are these questions they have to ask. At least they have to ask why they put millions of people in concentration camp.
Mm-hmm. So tell me more about these concentration camps, because, I mean, it sounds unbelievable, right? So what is going on in these concentration camps? What happens during the day?
Since last year, we had a hard time to convince the world that the concentration camp exists that holding millions of Uyghurs. Mm-hmm. And now, especially since last year, August, there was a discussion at the United Nations in Geneva. At that time, Chinese delegation just flatly denied, we don't have such a thing. Mm-hmm. And then because of the satellite images and so many other reports came out, and China became defensive. Oh, it is not the concentration camp, but it is a vocational training center.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if it is a vocational training center, how about 70, 80 years old Uyghurs
mm-hmm.
in concentration camp? What are you training them for?
Mm-hmm.
And the professors, doctors, writers, public speakers.
They're all being sent to the
all of them in a concentration camp.
Mm-hmm.
So how about them? And so many questions start to arise. And the Chinese government now said it is a volunteer program and they got some disease and religiously
so different excuses,
ideas.
Yeah.
And we have to train them.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, Chinese government declared Islam is a mental illness, need to be treated.
Mm-hmm.
And so Uyghurs are Muslim. And so Chinese said, as Islam is mental illness, the Muslim Uyghurs are part of this mental illness. We need to
mm-hmm.
treat them and eradicate them.
Mm. And so is there is there evidence that violence is being used in the concentration camps?
It is beyond the violence of
okay.
human rights, beyond the scope of your imagination.
Mm. Mm.
Just to imagine, your parents are taken to concentration camps, the kids also taken to children's concentration camp,
mm-hmm.
or China calls orphanage center.
Mm-hmm.
That orphanage center is built with a strong compound with barbed wires and watchtowers and a fully military guard
mm-hmm.
outside.
Mm-hmm.
So if it is the orphanage center, why you need these barbed wires
mm-hmm.
and watchtowers, fully armed military, to guard those facilities? And so basically, it is a fully state-sponsored program by mobilizing all state power. And so what's going on in concentration camps? We have very limited information leaked out from the concentration camps because Chinese government did not release any information.
Mm-hmm.
And the Chinese government did not release people from the concentration camp.
Mm-hmm.
Only 3-4 people released from the concentration camps because they are holding foreign passports.
Mm-hmm.
So according to their testimony, Chinese government giving just unknown medication to them for men and women.
Mm-hmm.
And many experts believe it is the prevention of the birth.
Okay.
And secondly, mm-hmm. rape for
mm-hmm.
women.
Mm-hmm.
And the torture, physical and mental torture. And from morning, just one Chinese concentration camp guard recently published his own experience with the that information was leaked out to social media outside. And I read it, and basically the people in a concentration camp, they wake up at 5
mm-hmm.
and they recite the Chinese constitution and they praise Communist Party boss Xi Jinping. Long live Xi Jinping. Xi Jinping is great.
Mm-hmm.
And also they assign certain the Chinese history and the Chinese the way of life, and just asking them to be loyal Communist Party, just indoctrination.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do not recite those, or if you do not act upon, they asked you to act and put separate cells and deprivation of food and sleep. All kind of abuses are going on, and
mm-hmm.
many of them died. And a very shocking thing is Chinese government start to build crematoria beside the concentration camps.
Mm. Yeah.
So if someone died, and many reports are coming out, the death of a high number of detainees, the Chinese government is not returning the dead body to the families.
Mm-hmm.
Just send them to crematoria.
Mm-hmm. What do you think the international community should do, and maybe Canada in particular? Mm-hmm.
There are some, since last year, August, after we brought the issue to United Nations, and a number of, especially Western countries, they start to speak up. And the United States, there are two bills right now in the House and the Senate floor, Uyghur Human Rights Policy Act. And so we are pushing to pass those two bills for protection of Uyghurs' rights. And secondly, and the Western capitals also they start to bring this issue at the UN forum, condemning the Chinese treatment of Uyghurs. And to compare, when given the scope of the violation and the issue, scale of the atrocity taking place for Uyghurs in East Turkestan, international direction is not enough, and just verbal expression of concern or a thin reaction does not make China have to step back, mm-hmm. unless Western capitals just like Canada and the United States, just even Canada, they did not issue, my government did not issue a public statement yet mm-hmm. to condemn it.
Yeah.
There is verbal expression. Mm-hmm. There are a number of hearings at the Human Rights Subcommittee of Canadian Parliament. They issued the report. It was a strong report. And so we basically asking not only Canada and all Western governments, especially with the help of the Muslim community across the globe. And because we have a power, we can push our governments to act. And so we push our governments to stand up and raise their voice with the concrete action. For example, Global Magnitsky Act, it is the available tool that Canada can use to punish those are Chinese officials who are responsible for 21st century Holocaust. Mm-hmm. And also we have a number of other available tools. For example, bring the concerned or right-minded countries together and push China just to release those Uyghurs and close the concentration camps. Mm-hmm. There are so many actions our government and the Western governments can take, and we are pushing for that.
Very brave of you to speak out, because I know that you have people, you know, family still there who are possibly in concentration camps. You haven't spoken to them for a long time, right?
More than almost 3 years, the Chinese government cut off all my communication with my family members. Mm-hmm. And all Uyghur, the Canadian citizens of Uyghur origin, they cannot able to communicate with their family members the same period of time, because Chinese government, just when I say communication, just email, mm-hmm. phone, text messaging, mm-hmm. anything. Mm-hmm. We cannot. We don't know whether our parents, brothers, sisters, and extended family members, they alive or dead, mm-hmm. whether they're in concentration camp or where the Chinese government is not responding. And this is one concern we express to our government, at least act on our behalf. Just ask Chinese government whereabouts of our family members, because mm-hmm. our government should take some action on this front as well.
Thank you very much, Mehmet, for coming here and talking about this sensitive subject. I really appreciate it.
You are welcome.